But let's start with a look at where the COVID-19 numbers stand right now in our state. Arizona's positive caseload has been increasing at a steady rate, and we continue to see a daily increase today.
And today, the State Department of Health Services reports 12,674 cases. 30 more deaths have been reported since yesterday. That's about the same as the daily increases reported in recent days.
More than 175,000 COVID-19 tests have also been administered as of today, according to the state.
And the Maricopa County Public Health Department is ramping up its staffing and partnerships to reach more people infected with COVID-19 and those they have close contact with. Increased testing across the state has meant more positive cases identified. Public Health Executive Director Marcy Flanagan said that means hiring more epidemiology investigators and contact tracers. And contact tracing, rather, is especially important now. The department is now gearing up to handle almost four times the number of cases it currently handles each day.
It is our goal to ensure that by July 1st, public health has the capacity to contact 400 to 500 cases a day. We will be doing this 7 days a week.
Investigators interview people who have tested positive and identify who else may have been exposed, including everyone in their household. Those close contacts are then alerted to the possibility that they too may have been exposed. Flanagan said the county had depended on the positive cases themselves to make many of those contacts.
This means that our epidemiologists were asking positive cases to inform their close contacts and household contacts that they may have been exposed. We provided written guidelines for those individuals on what they needed to watch for symptoms and how to stay safe.
The county's Dr. Rebecca Sonnenschein clarified they do not have the ability to physically track people's movements, for example, to determine whether someone continued going to work after testing positive. But in some cases, she said, investigators may notify people outside of their homes.
In certain situations, if it's a high-risk occupation, we may notify the employer to ensure that that individual isn't exposing other individuals.
The county has also partnered with 211 Arizona and the Banner Poison and Drug Information Center to expand the effort.